The Trump administration is making a move to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes with the hope of stopping an epidemic of nicotine vaping among young Americans. The ban arrives in the wake of reports showing that vaping among young people has dramatically increased. Yet the biggest concern is the sudden outbreak of lung disease connected with vaping, with a conclusive study on the efficacy and welfare of vaping. Now, it's clear that the Trump decision is making an impression on voting Americans. Now, to consider the options for America, we're joined by Professor Simon Chapman from the University of Sydney. Welcome to the show.
Okay, good morning.
So tell us a little bit about, we don't generally think of Donald Trump sort of cracking down on the tobacco industry or the e-cigarette. So why do you think Trump is waking up to the dangers of e-cigarettes?
Well, I haven't got any insights into his decision making, of course. But what's happened is that we had a head of the Food and Drug Administration over there who was taking a very high profile on the need to regulate e-cigarettes, which are available all over the place over in the United States. And as you said in your introduction, there has been a huge upswing in vaping, and I'm talking about not just, you know, trying experimental vaping, but regular vaping, in excess of 20% of adolescents in the United States are doing it on a regular basis. And that's, you know, way ahead of the smoking rate. And, of course, because increasingly a lot of the vaping companies are being bought into by the transnational companies who are selling cigarettes, there are obvious concerns about sort of cross-promotions and, you know, getting nicotine addicts from e-cigarettes to sort of start thinking curiously about maybe smoking as well. So one of the big issues over there is the cornucopia of flavours. There are estimated to be over 8,000 flavours available on the market over there, and many of them are really, really beguiling, kiddie-friendly kind of names, pitching to sort of, you know, immature palates and the sort of stuff that you'd find flavours in bubble gums and, you know, sort of lollies and stuff like that. Mm. So the vaping industry, of course, says that, you know, vaping is meant for adults who are trying to quit smoking. And so if that's the case, you know, why do we need to have all these appeals that are hopefully, according to the industry, get through to adolescents?
And, yep. Well, there's a company called Juul, I believe, that dominates the market and has been selling flavored devices. And I believe there's a range of other e-cigarettes. That's correct, is it?
There are many, many devices on sale, but Juul has been spectacularly successful because it has a very tiny kind of USB kind of looking device, and it's very easily kind of hidden, and it doesn't create those big plumes that you see coming out of people who are clouding. And so it's very easily hidden away from, you know, sort of teachers, parents, that sort of stuff, and hence its attractiveness to adolescents. So it's anyone's guess as to whether Trump will go ahead with that. I mean, he says that he's going to do a lot of things and doesn't follow through with them. He's, you know, obviously very mercurial. But,
so there's been like a sudden increase, a sudden outbreak of lung disease connecting with vaping. Can you describe some of the health risks posed by e-cigarettes?
Okay, well, look, there have been, I think it's over 300 cases of very serious lung disease hospital admissions, and there have been now 6 deaths. So the vaping advocates are out there saying, oh, this is all vaping of illicit substances, you know, THCs, cannabinoids, and sort of stuff mixed up in bathtubs and kitchen sinks, you know, by amateur chemists and so forth. Well, that remains to be seen because the Centers for Disease Control has not yet issued its final report about, you know, what their investigations into all this. But there was a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine last week for 2 states, Illinois and Wisconsin, where they showed that something like 80% of the people who had illnesses in those states were both smokers and cannabis users. So it's a matter of teasing out, well, you know, was it something in the cannabis, or was it in the cannabis oil, or in the vegetable glycerins and so forth, which are in the mixtures as well? Because, you know, 20% said that they had no history of cannabis use. So you know, investigations are obviously still wide open on that one.
So for quite a few decades now, it's been quite a public health achievement that we've had a real substantial drop in the number of people smoking. But a recent federal-funded study last year found that 1 in 5 U.S. high school students have reported vaping nicotine in the last month.
Yeah.
So what do you think are the reasons driving so many young people to risk their lives with these e-cigarettes?
Look, it's there's massive marketing of and advertising of it over there, and there's all the flavours. Vaping devices are kind of, you know, like teenage gadgetry. You know, the teenagers are very sort of concerned about, you know, which mobile phone they've got, you know, which covers they've got on it, which apps and everything they've got. You know, it's a big kind of talking point thing, you know. And it's all about badging one's identity of being, you know, kind of out there and into sort of the latest stuff. So I guess that's part of what's involved over there. But, you know, we've got really a very, very precious jewel in Australia in that we've now only got 1.9% of 15 to 17-year-olds who are smoking, and that's the lowest it's ever been. And we don't have the kind of open slather regulation system that they've got in the United States with vaping. It's very, very strictly controlled here. And so I'm sure that, you know, local authorities be watching what's going on overseas with great interest and probably being very thankful that we've been very careful in Australia.
So with Donald Trump, as you said, we really don't know how this is going to go. But if you were the president, how would you go about reducing the use of e-cigarettes? Is it through a ban, or what sort of technique would you go through?
Yeah, look, me and my colleagues and just about every public health and medical agency in Australia have put submissions into government inquiries. And, you know, we're all in absolute lockstep that we believe that if vaping is to be regulated in Australia, it needs to be done through the Therapeutic Goods Administration. They're the organisation which receive applications for new drugs of all sorts. They've been set up for, you know, decades and decades to review claims for safety and claims for effectiveness of particular drugs, and they have all sorts of criteria which have been established and refined over the years for doing that. The interesting thing is that none of the vaping companies or the tobacco companies have put in an application yet, and one has to really ask, well, why would that be if they think that they're as safe and as effective as, you know, as the hype would have it?